This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Born in a refugee camp in Germany at the end of World War II, Ariadne Anna Ill spent the first 13 years of her life displaced. The Zelinskis family had escaped Soviet-occupied Latvia. The only roots young Ariadne knew were her family and the Latvian heritage she inherited. She also developed a deep fascination with the arts and eventually devoted herself to ceramics. Ariadne Anna Ill pursues her art in her Kalamazoo studio, True North, and teaches ceramics at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts.
We arrived later than most of the people. My parents, for a variety of reasons, health and whatnot, were actually in limbo for 13 years in the displaced persons camps.
That long? Wow.
That had a large effect on the family.
I would think
so. And, of course, on all of us.
Yeah.
But when they came here, they had to work exceptionally hard to make a living. And so my grandmother took care of us, and my parents both worked and so on. But yeah. My mother was always an artist, always, and my father was a writer. And so they maintained those levels of life and energy, and I felt like that was my model.
Yeah.
That you basically tend to those inner needs, the need for creating metaphor and understanding what the world is and understanding how the inner and the outer world coalesce and differ, and what you make to create something beautiful. And so as I worked in my life, I always had a studio space, and I worked hard too. I raised a wonderful daughter, and it took a lot of work. And so the things that fed me as far as folklore and mythology, primarily my name, you know, that got me going early on. Like, I was always looking at, like, what is Ariadne? What does it mean, Mom? Oh my gosh, Mom, how could you name this? Give me this name. Do you realize that she brought about the death of her half-brother? The Minotaur was her half-brother. How could you name me? And my mother is like, oh, Anna, it is the golden thread that I named you. It's like, okay, Mom. So at the age of 13, you don't really...
Yeah.
You want the whole story, the raw story. So I was always interested in that. And we had stories that we... The Latvian stories somewhat, but because my parents were so consumed with survival, basically, and also tending their own needs as writer and artist, I think that I ended up gleaning the mythic, Latvian mythical bits and pieces, mostly from a friend of mine, Lilia Puza, and you probably know her. She was a librarian here at Western, but she became a very close friend of mine, and she shared all of the traditions, shared lots of literature with me, things that I hadn't really had my hands on earlier. And as I kind of followed my own development and interests and so forth, and continue to do so, I found that there were always variations that I found connections with other mythologies. And so I just wove it all together and continue to braid those things together in my work.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars.
I think a lot of your work goes into a garden very well. So it almost seems that it reflects its environment and adds to it at the same time. It seems very natural. Is nature a part of how you approach your art?
Absolutely. I feel like that's an essential ingredient in my work, and I think that when obviously the clay coming up out of the earth.
Very primal, isn't it?
It is very primal. But then, you know, as you sit with that piece of clay and work with it and kind of see what needs to be done to kind of take it to its finishing point, then to return it to the garden is very, very satisfying. And particularly with plant life. You know, I think right now I'm involved in a project called photosynthesis.
Yeah, I want you to talk more about that too. So go ahead.
So what happens with that particular project is about looking at the vegetal world without the absolute sense of placing it or utilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Placing it either landscaping, farming, whatever it is that we do with plants, but to engage with them by looking at them in a fresh and contemplative way. It's something very difficult to do. I mean, my husband and I are both gardeners. My husband does all the vegetable gardening, and I do the perennial gardens and the shrubbery and so forth. And it shifts and changes all the time.
Yeah.
And I have recently set up a little area where I have a little bench where I have a couple of three sculptures there, and they're tucked away into what I call bunny woods. And I go and sit there, and there are things daily, weekly, things that have changed. The other day I came in there, and a blue jay had dropped its feather at the base of one of the sculptures I call Woman on a Mountain. So even the birds will come in and change things. But which new plants come in? And you know, I have mosses. I'm trying to encourage mosses to grow.
Oh, I love moss. Yeah.
But also to not just to engage in making it, but then to see what happens, to watch. And I think that is kind of the photosynthesis project has really given me a lot of impetus to look more at the vegetal garden or the vegetal beings of the world, the trees, and we're doing quite a bit of reading and sharing and cross-pollination.
So when you say we, this is a collaborative exhibit, right?
Yes.
Of many artists.
Yes.
Where's the when, where is this exhibit?
Well, Linda Rzoska, she is at the helm of the project, and she has been organizing the where's and the when's. The first exhibit that we're going to have, we're looking at having a variety of venues where we'll be sharing.
So it's more than one place.
Yeah. But in November, for the Art Hop, we'll be at the KVCC place.
Is it a media center?
Yeah, the Media Center. Yes. The Media Center in downtown Kalamazoo. So that'll be our first official exhibit. But I think the notion is that we'll continue to show in different places.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Kalamazoo ceramic artist Ariadna Anna Ill. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.